Tibetan Buddhism seems to have a stronger emphasis on compassion and emptiness as a practice. Can you please talk about this from Ajahn Chah lineage, including steps as to how it is done? Tibetan Buddhism is a big umbrella, so in the same way that, say, Theravada Buddhism is portrayed more around the say vipassana meditation elements when it comes to the West, then similarly the as Tibetan Buddhism comes more to the West, and there's clear choices to what are people interested in, and what people are interested in is compassion and emptiness, the aspects of liberation. And for in terms of Ajahn Chah, the Ajahn Chah lineage, certainly the aspects of, I think one of the aspects that Ajahn, that I've, from my own perspective on the approach, Ajahn Chah really emphasizing a complete path, and that when one commits to a complete path of training, both in generosity, in kindness, in virtue and integrity, and in the aspects of mindfulness and creating a clarity of mind, along with a reflective insight into the nature of things, where you end up when you have cultivated that path is with a whole lot of compassion and emptiness. It's like Ajahn Mahabua in the Thai forest tradition is he's considered a very fierce and he was, and he really did not suffer fools. very, very fierce, very, very sort of demanding. And then one time he was asked, what is the mind of an arahant like? And his immediate answer, without sort of a second thought, only compassion. So it's the nature of the liberated mind.